WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Could be a day of dangerous weather in the plains, with severe weather expected from northern Texas to South Dakota. Multiple intense tornadoes are possible for the area from Oklahoma City to Wichita. Meanwhile, flooding remains the concern in East Texas and the Houston area. ABC's Mola Lange is in Conroe, Texas.
Fortunately, the rainfall has started to ease a little bit here, but floodwaters still an area of concern, making roads impassable and closing schools this morning.
And the flooding now blamed for one death, a four-year-old boy swept from a car he was traveling in. Israel's called for Palestinian civilians to leave the city of Rafah, signaling a likely attack on the city. Protests continued over Israel's war at U.S. colleges and universities. Arrests made at the University of Virginia and the Art Institute of Chicago. Tonight, Boeing scheduled for the first crewed launch of its Starliner spacecraft. There'll be two astronauts on board. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the White House, on Wednesday, the president plans to travel to Racine. He's expected to talk about investing in America and then will hold a campaign event afterwards. This will be President Biden's fourth time in the Badger State this year. A generous Mount Horeb community member is spearheading the creation and distribution of yard signs. The signs are in production now and will be distributed free of charge at the Mount Horeb Welcome Center. You can also find them at area gas stations and Miller's Supermarket. If you would like to help contribute to the cost of the signs, you can go to the Mount Horeb Chamber of Commerce website. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy with some thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with rain and thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain. High tomorrow, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
99.7. It's
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Van Halen, there is Jump. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 7. Finn, that's a good one to start a Monday morning off on, isn't it?
It is, but despite the encouragement from the mighty VH, I don't think there's going to be any jumping for me today.
But other than that,
it's a good way to start the day.
We don't want to exert ourselves too much on a Monday. No. We got to start slow. We got to pace ourselves since only Monday morning. Speaking of, did you do anything exciting this weekend? I mean, besides try to wrap up a play and do several performances of Oliver and all of that good stuff. How did it go, by the way?
Went great. Awesome audiences and loved the venue. And I think we had a good run of the show. Put it to an end yesterday, wrapped it up with the last show and then strike, of course, afterwards.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a blast. You're totally exhausted, and then you have to tear apart a set. But yeah. But other than that, our son had a recital, a violin recital on Saturday. So, and we all know how long recitals can be, right?
Yes. I mean, yes, they can be. They can be longish. Yes, yeah, we'll put it like that. Yeah. Yeah, and he, not. And we'll just say this. I love listening to kids play instruments, right? But not every kid is a superstar yet. So they get to be a little long, just a little long.
Well, you know, and he was nervous because he just started a few months ago with violin. So he was a little nervous. And we told him, look, dude, you don't have to do this. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go. It's, you know, we pay for these lessons. So it's really up to you. But he soldiered on and wanted to do it. And did a great job. But here's my thing. It's like, okay, so you've got a piece that you want to play. Mm-hmm. That's all fine, well and good. But if you're picking maybe a 6-7 minute piece, do you think maybe you want to cut it down a little bit?
Right.
Because there's a lot of students, right?
It gets to be a lot. And we start feeling like that at one of Dexter's drum jams, too. I mean, and these are kids who are just basically getting together, having a great time. You've got some that sing, some that play guitar. They just want to show off their skills. But yes, we start feeling like that after, you know, we've watched the same people perform like 7 pieces in a row. And luckily for us, Nathan, Dexter's drum teacher, is really good about that. He likes to spread the wealth and share the stage a little bit. So he doesn't usually let that happen unless absolutely nobody else is volunteering. But yeah, no, I'm there with you. I mean you know,
you
at least
support
we get beer.
Them all, right? I mean,
right?
you want to hear them play and everything,
right?
But those recitals can just be
we get
really
to have
long.
our jams at the Portage Ballroom, or if it's an outdoor deal in the summer, it's at the Portage VFW. So we get like beer and adult beverages with ours.
Oh, nice.
So that helps. That's always a great way. You get a brat with it, you know. You're like, okay, yes, rock on. Know however many songs you want. We got this.
We got this. Yeah. How was your weekend?
It was pretty low key and pretty chill at our house. Obviously, Corey has been on the road a lot. This week, no exception. Next week, no exception. The week after that, probably no exception.
No exception.
So, yeah. So by the time he gets home on Friday nights, he's a little tired. So Saturday, we just kind of stuck around the house, and it was a good day to do so. The weather was kind of weird because it would rain for a while, and then it would thunder, and it would lightning a little bit. Then the sun would come out, and then it'd get cloudy, and then it would do the whole thing. And it was also Ops Day over at PBS Milwaukee. And so this was the day where the second year students essentially plan all the programming, all of these packages that these first and second year students have been working on, then air on PBS from basically 10 in the morning until midnight. And they have live segments that they produce and things like that in between. So obviously our kid was pretty busy on Saturday. So Corey and I showed our parental support by watching the entire live stream until after his piece on curling had aired. So okay, we did that for about 12 hours straight.
Wow, and I thought the recital was long. Wow.
Well, okay, we had some breaks in between there. There was some napping that took place as well. There was some lunch that had to be had. But for the most part, that's what was on our TV all day, you know, because, too, we've gotten to know some of these students through Mac. So you want to see what they're working on and what their talents are and where their interests lie. So it was super fun to watch all of that. Max nailed it. He had an amazing package that he put together for PBS, so we were super proud
of
him.
Yeah.
And he's so funny because he called us afterwards, so it's about 10:30 Saturday night. So I could have done this differently. I could have done this differently. And I was like, see, but this is what you learn your first year. I said, dude, everybody starts somewhere, right? I said, next year, I said, you have learned a lot of things that you're going to do differently. You're going to do better. Some that you know that you nailed. And I said, that's where you go from there. So I said, just, you know, take it all is a lesson and with a grain of salt. And I said, move on. Then yesterday, my Max was actually in town. I got to hang out with him for a little bit. He actually met Chris Hovel, who was coming from his hometown of Adams, going back to Green Bay. And they got together so that Max could record a little podcast with him for one of his classes, because obviously Chris has covered sports in the great state of Wisconsin for a really long time and has some really great stories and really awesome advice and just, I mean, all around a great guy. I mean, we've heard him here on Max FM during the Packers season, so he's pretty awesome. So he was able to take a few minutes out of his day on his way back to Green Bay, so got to sit with him. Went out to lunch with Max and Dave and Wendy Grant, who, because of Corey's schedule, we hadn't seen and hung out with in months, so that was pretty awesome. Talked a whole lot about the upcoming circus parade, because Max is in charge this year. His dad has no idea where he's going to be. And Max needs some credits for one of his classes called TV Co-op, and he wants to direct and he wants to produce. And Corey was like, then have at it. This is a perfect example. Corey will be there on broadcast day to make sure everything is going smoothly. He'll be the official executive producer slash audio guy. But overall, this is going to be Max's project. And so he's taking it very seriously for the good folks who love to watch the broadcast of the circus parade. He's got some really great ideas. He's really, he and a buddy who does some animation and graphics, they're going to freshen some stuff up for us this year. He's putting out the emails this week to Circus World to kind of get on the same page with Scott O'Donnell and Dave Salutis over there, because they're kind of the ones who spearhead all the talent. And I'm just there to basically keep us on track. They're the real talent and they know what's actually going on. I'm just there to be like, okay, so we've got about five more minutes here. And that's really the only part that I do.
Well, you got to have a showrunner, Maddie.
That's essentially what I'm going to do. Max called his brother yesterday on his way home, because Max is like, I can't do all of the pre-production stuff myself. And I was like, well, you have a willing, maybe willing. I mean, you got to talk to him. I'm not going to say he's going to be willing, but you got an able-bodied Dexter sitting around who's going to have finished up school by that point. And so, or presumably should. He should be close at that point. We'll see how the next couple of weeks go. But I said, give him a call. I said he would probably love the distraction and to hang out with you a little bit. So it was so cute, because Dexter gets off the phone yesterday and I knew what his brother was calling about. And Dexter comes out and I said, what did your brother need? And he goes, oh, he said, well, he actually wants my help with circus stuff. And I said, that's cool. I said, what are you going to do? And he goes, I guess I'm going to go out and help him with some of the early segments and recording. And then he got kind of nervous. He's like, I'm not as good at this stuff as he is and dad is. And I said, dude, I said, your brother's going to walk you through it. I said, just try your best. Listen. And I said, you are going over to Circus World, where this is a group of people who one day wanted to join the circus. I said, do you honestly think there's going to be judgment involved from any of them? I said, you're going into a very safe place, because they're just incredibly awesome. And he knows that. He's met most of everybody over there. So he was a little, I mean, you know, that kind of like, oh, my brother actually wants my help kind of moment. So that was pretty much how our weekend wrapped up. Just me, the kid, and the dog.
Nothing wrong with that every once in a while. Now, are you watching anything? Did you get to see anything?
No, we didn't. We didn't do anything. I mean, we literally watched the entire Ops Day stream from almost start to finish. And again, it was good. There were a few students, and I say this with the most loving heart, because they've had some issues with this second year class. I mean, there's been some ego issues, let's put it like that, with this second year class. And you can kind of feel that when you watch some of them. And there were a couple moments during the live broadcast that Corey looked at me and he goes, these people are going to be working in media very, very soon. And he's like in a couple weeks when they graduate, presumably. And I said, yes. And I said something to say. And he goes, I'm going to hold my judgment. There were some rocky spots, and we knew there was going to be, because Max was just there basically as a first year student going along for the ride, right? He was kind of told, you're going to run prompter here, you're going to run audio here. I mean, this is really a second year student kind of thing, right? This is their project, their final one, as they get ready to, you know, walk out into the real world. And Max called me on Friday and he's like, oh boy.
Yeah.
He's like, when you're writing scripts at 5 p.m. on Friday and you're less than 12 hours away from the show and nobody has the scripts, he's like, it's going to be rough. So we kind of knew what to expect, but it was good, you know, and to see students kind of fulfilling what they've been working on and to watch them really put it all together, even if it is a little rocky, it's still yeah, always pretty cool.
You got to start somewhere, right?
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
And even though it sounds cliche, every journey begins with a single step. So you gotta start somewhere, and it's not gonna be brilliant as when you first start out, right?
No,
you gotta stumble
it's
along
not.
The
and
way.
The one thing I said to Max, you know, because at the end of the year, his instructors, because a lot of the instructors over at MATC, since it's a technical college, they have other full-time jobs, you know, they're working as well or doing part-time there, part-time somewhere else, you know, but they're professionals in their field. And every year they sit down with their students and say, what kind of things would you like to see in this program? What do you think would be beneficial for not only you but upcoming students? And now I get why they do it, but they're very scripted over there, very, very scripted, right? And they run through every scenario. And I said to Max, I said, here's the thing that you're all going to learn very, very quickly. And Finn, you know this, we've been doing media a long time. You can't script things.
Yeah.
Sometimes things just aren't working. Sometimes computers die. Sometimes microphones die.
Live radio, baby.
Yes, yep. Yes. When you're doing TV, as I've produced before, your teleprompter completely dies and you're looking at your anchors going, you must go on, so grab a script kind of thing. I said, I think it would be beneficial just from somebody who's been there and watching what was going on Ops Day, you know, to have one of those scenarios where you have everybody in the control room. They all have their tasks, and this instructor yells out, oops, the teleprompter's dead. What do you do? You know, it's one of those real life situations where you have to think quick on your feet and you have to be ready for an answer. And, you know, that's only things that you can do with practice, right? So I said that would be one of my suggestions as somebody who's been there, done that, and was watching Ops Day on Saturday. Because, you know, they are scripted. So when things went wonky, they really had no solutions. And so it just helps everybody involved to have a little bit of like ad lib skill, right? Like that's what I like to call it. That's what I always called it, the ad lib skill.
The humble beginnings. Do you remember going way back? I still have my first air check.
Oh,
but you know what?
They were awful.
It takes many adult beverages before I can actually put that in the cassette player and hit play because,
there with you. Yeah. So I just, you know, I said from somebody who's been there, I said that might be a fun scenario for the 101 class, you know, where you just get them into the studio and after they learn how everything works, let them think on their feet, like feet to fire kind of situation and really just let them figure out how you go on. Because, you know, the old cliche, the show must go on. Yeah, that's true, too.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You don't get to just stop everything and be like, oopsie, it broke.
Life on the fly. Yeah,
that's right. Although sometimes that would be much easier than actually having to fix it on the fly as well. So
true.
Is that. But yeah, just very, very low key weekend, hanging out with some awesome people and, you know, just kind of napping along the way and hanging out with the dog. And the dog wasn't leaving her daddy's side for anything. So she was super happy that Corey was kind of stuck in a chair because she was like, my natty came home. He loves me and he is going to give me all of the attention in the world. And that's what happened on Saturday.
You know, for you and Corey, this has got to be proud mama bear, papa bear moment with Max, because I mean, this is an exciting time for him.
It is.
And he's getting his footing and just starting out there
you never quite know how that's going to go, right? No matter what they choose to go into. I mean, just like this weekend with Phoenix's recital. First recital, you know, hasn't been doing his violin all that long, and he takes the stage, and there's got to be a part of you that's like, dude, you nailed it, right? Yeah. Like, there's just this proud moment that you get, and you never quite know how those moments are going to go, and it's really hard when they fail, but that's also part of life, so you got to teach him to just kind of pick up and go on from there and learn something along the way, even if you feel miserable about it, because we've all been there too. Max has always been one of those people, unfortunately, to his brother's demise. demise that everything he touches kind of turns to gold, right?
Yeah.
He's just, he's that kind
he's
of person.
Of those people, yeah.
Yeah, and he works really, really hard, though. It's not by sheer luck. It's not by sheer osmosis that these things happen. Max has always been the overachiever. And Dexter is on things that he really enjoys. Taekwondo, drums, for instance. He overachieves. Yeah. He loves those things. Anything else that he just feels like is he's like, yeah, this is dumb. I'm just going to do it to get it done kind of thing. So so one is more like mama and one is more like dad. So you figure out which one is which. Let's just put it like that this morning before I get myself into trouble, even though Corey's in Racine. It's fine. Now, we do have to talk about something very exciting here today because MaxFMBigDeals.com, you know, can go over there. You can save a lot of money. You can shop completely local. We're having a huge Mother's Day sale over there today, Finn. So on top of all of these already incredible prices for all of these great certificates for you to, you know, dine out, maybe have a few beverages, be entertained a little bit, we're taking another 15% off your total purchase price today. Nice. And all you have to do is go shopping, fill your cart with all these great certificates, some for you, some for mom, however you want to do it, and then type in the promo code MOM before you check out, and you're going to get that savings of an extra 15% off. Now, I'm in the store, so let's just run down some of the stuff that you can get over at MaxFMBigDeals.com, okay? If mom is a wine drinker, loves a good night out, maybe with the girls, how about a two-pack of $10 certificates to Conamici in downtown Baraboo? $20 value, because math this morning, I get it Monday, it's hard. 14 bucks right now at MaxFMBigDeals.com. That's before you take the 15% off. And math, hard, not going to try to do that on the fly this morning. That's
but
ugly.
It's a great bargain, we'll say
it is. Yeah. You're going to find my shortcomings in life for sure. And then, of course, we also have a whole lot of really awesome things that maybe you can even do with mom this Mother's Day. I mean, disorderly conduct rage room. If you know that you've created some angst for mom, this is a great way to let her get all that stress out. This is located in Sauk City. It's a $50 certificate for her to basically go into a room and destroy things, which is awesome. That's only $35 right now at MaxFMBigDeals.com, which means then you take an extra 15% off of that. There's an instant download for that too. And then, of course, maybe you want to do something like some axe throwing with mom. We've got a $25 certificate for Asgard Axe and Tap in Wisconsin Dells. $17.50 is all that's going to set you back. Then, of course, again, a little reminder, with promo code MOM, you take another 15% off that total price. And now you're talking about some savings. And think of how proud mom is going to be of you. I mean, you didn't spend full price on her. How often did she teach you to be frugal in this world and save yourself a little money? And you're doing that by shopping at MaxFMBigDeals.com. All those certificates can be gifted, so no problem there. She never has to know that you saved some money, even though you'll know. And down deep, she's going to be proud of you because she's mom. She always knows these things. So go treat her today over at MaxFMBigDeals.com. I mean, 15% off, already prices that are up to sometimes 50% off. That's not a bad deal today.
Not at all. And just think of all those moments when moms want to just release some of that pent up anger that they have from a day where they've just done everything and the kids are driving them nuts and they just want to
I'm honestly thinking that mom would love you even more if you told her you get to go into this room, pretend that's my face on that, and just smash it. Like, I'm pretty sure mom would be totally cool with that. She'd be like, okay, and off she'd go. She'd be fine.
That'd
so
be awesome.
Definitely check that out today. Now, we do have to look at this forecast because it's going to be gorgeous. Oh, my goodness. Lots of sunshine today with a high near 73. I mean, we're talking as equally nice today as it was yesterday, because yesterday the weather was just incredible.
Yeah.
Partly cloudy with some thunderstorms tonight after midnight down to 54. And then tomorrow, not quite as nice. We have a mix of sun and clouds, maybe some rain, maybe some thunderstorms, maybe some heavy rain at times. 72 for a high. Right now, it is 49.
Native American. American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on our news talk stations. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Tin Roof Dairy is excited to announce we have reopened for the season. Current hours are Tuesday through Sunday, 12 noon to 6 p.m. Come get your ice cream fix after a long winter's wait. Come into Tin Roof Dairy and experience the wonders of 32 flavors of ice cream or a homemade soda and phosphate, or get your coffee on with a great tasting cup of Caribou or Spirit Lake coffee, as well as we have many espresso drink options. Have you tasted Tin Roof Dairy's most popular ice cream treats? Check out our huge ice cream nachos, banana split, or our newest creation, a milkshake infused with yummy cereals mixed in and added on top. If simple and classic options are your style, order up a 1, 2, or 3 scoops in a dish, a cone, and enjoy. Tin Roof Dairy, downtown Baraboo, on the square, 119 3rd Avenue, Baraboo.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details.
7:32 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday. Don't forget, birthdays and anniversaries coming up later on this hour. If you happen to be celebrating or maybe know somebody who is, make sure you text us, 355-9970. It's you two right now. This is Mysterious Ways on 99.7 Max FM. Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:36 right now. And Finn, this is a question that I want to ask everybody this morning, because I remember when I was a little girl, probably 5-6 years old, my grandpa and my step-grandma got us a VCR for Christmas, you know, like back in the 80s, one of those great big things that looked as big as your actual television and yeah. made all the clunking sounds when you put tapes in and out and the VHSs and all that kind of stuff. And then to go along with that, they got us the movie E.T. Now, it was years before I got to watch the movie E.T. because my mom saw it was about an alien and she freaked out and she thought it was going to be the scariest movie she'd ever seen in her whole life, right? Well, if you've never seen E.T., you know that it's not scary at all. It's yeah. actually a really heartwarming, touching story just about a little baby alien who really wants to get back home to his people, right? So the question this morning, this is why I find this so humorous, is do you think E.T. is scary? Well, almost 50% of people in this country do think that E.T. is somewhat scary. I don't know how you could be scared of a little alien whose finger lights up and has these great big eyes and loves Reese's Pieces. How could you be scared of that, people? Now, we're not talking about the movie itself, which does have some pretty intense moments. We're talking about the actual alien itself. According to this new survey of 1,000 people, 13% find E.T. to be very scary, and 36% think E.T. is somewhat scary. Just the alien, not the movie portions. Meanwhile, 23% say not very scary, 18% say not scary at all. Thank you, 18% of sane people. Right. 11% say they've completely missed out and have never seen E.T. or couldn't really say. And in related news, 37% of the people in this poll think that aliens do live among us in disguise. Aaron Rodgers has been trying to tell us for a long time. He might have been onto something. But see, to me, E.T. was just the cutest little thing ever. I didn't find him scary at all. It was, I guess, all in the eye of the beholder. But I thought E.T. was adorable. And I remember crying in that movie because I just wanted to help E.T. and get him home. So I don't know. What are your thoughts? E.T. scary? E.T. not scary? Just a sad little alien who really wants to go home is kind of what I remember.
Yeah, I don't think he's scary at all. I honestly don't. I didn't think he was cute either. He was just kind of there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he was a masterfully done puppet is what he was. Yeah. I mean, he was brilliantly done. And that movie obviously broke barriers when it came out. It was one of those incredible movies. We had never seen anything like it. And all of a sudden, here he was on the big screen. And I think there's a lot of people that kind of fell in love with E.T. because you did feel for him. All you really wanted was for him to get home, because that's all he really wanted. And then they put him through all these horrible tests and things like that because, oh gosh, he was an alien kind of thing. So let's face it, people, in 2024, you know, people doing far worse things than just being an alien on this planet. So, you know, maybe they need to go through some tests as well.
Steven Spielberg seems to be obsessed with it because he had Close Encounters of the Third Kind, and then he had E.T., and then later he did War of the Worlds. So
sure.
He's got
maybe
some
there's
kinda
a club where these celebrities are hanging out at talking about right? alien life form or something. He and Aaron Rodgers are sharing a cup of tea over
must
alien
be.
Life form or something. Very, very weird. But there you go. Late breaking news this morning on Max FM. The world thought E.T. was scary. Okay. I just loved that movie. Now, it's not one of those movies I've gone back and watched over and over and over because I'm kind of a sap for that kind of stuff. And I don't want to ugly cry as a 45-year-old old adult in the middle of E.T. Because I know I would ugly cry because I just, you know, like you just want E.T. to make it home. You feel horrible for him going through all the stuff that he's going through. And then there's this moment where he's actually free and he gets to do what he wants to do. And it's amazing. And sorry if you haven't seen it. It's been out since like 1982. I don't feel like this is a real spoiler
alert
at this
point. Spoilers don't really count now.
No,
It's been a while.
What year did E.T. come out?
It's 82. It's been
I was right. That was just off the top of my head this morning. My goodness, I don't even drink coffee. I'm on top of my game, though,
today.
Look
at you. For a Monday, even. Wow.
I know. It's amazing. I must have gotten lots of rest over the weekend or something. I got to tell you, Saturday rolled around, and I looked at my husband. I said, so what do you you want to go do. By the look in his face and by the way he was slumped in his chair, I was like, we're not doing a darn thing this weekend. I can see that already.
I totally appreciate that.
It's getting to be kind of long on the weekends, though, because he comes home from these trips, you know, and he's worked hard all week, and I totally understand that. But I've been home all week. I've been running around with the kid, you know, and I kind of would like to go do something that's not lesson-oriented or Aspie-oriented, and we sit in our chairs.
You would like to go do if
I don't
you
know.
Had,
I mean, even, there's always stuff going on around here, right? There's always something to go do. And so, you know, just going to check out some of the stuff on, I'm not asking for like, you know, a major road trip or anything, like 10 minutes down the road, let's go do something. And no,
it's probably not going to happen. No, but see, there are times where my wife will say, I don't know, let's just go do something fun. And then I like her idea of fun and my idea of fun, not exactly.
I was even willing to go to a model train museum in Argyle this weekend. Are you kidding me? Like, I just wanted to go do something that didn't entail the kid or the dog, like anything. Instead, I was home doing all of his laundry, folding, drying, ironing, and repacking for a whole nother week. So there you go. I guess his idea and my idea of fun are not the same things. Meanwhile, he was camped out in a chair with his feet up, dozing with the dog on his lap. That actually sounded a lot better than more laundry and more ironing, quite honestly. But we'll just agree to disagree on certain things. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. It's going to be another beautiful day. Too bad it's Monday and we're stuck inside at work, right?
Yeah.
Because this is equally as nice today as it was yesterday. Tomorrow, on the other hand, a little flip of the switch. We're going to see a little precipitation, maybe some thunderstorms and heavy rain by the afternoon. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. Mike Ganger's also going to have a look at local sports here on Max FM.
Morning and welcome to the Gavin Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have a live and online button auction at 11 a.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. Features over 400 lots of highly collectible antique buttons. There's a preview at our auction yard today from 10 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Then on Wednesday, we have an antique and collectible online-only auction ending at 10 a.m. There's a preview for that auction from 11 to 1 on Tuesday at the property in Baraboo. That catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. On Thursday, we have the Dwayne McGowan Farm Retirement online-only auction ending at 10 a.m. This auction features a John Deere 4455 tractor with only 1,200 hours on it. There's a preview at the farm from 11 to 1 on Wednesday. That catalog is also open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Friday is the drop-off day for our May Farm Consignment Auction at a Reedsburg Auction Facility. So check our website for more details. And remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Take a look at some of the action around the area from this past weekend. Back on Friday, the Baraboo Thunderbird baseball team earned a 5-3 victory over Sauk Prairie. Portage got the 10-run win over McFarland, 12-2. Reedsburg took down Mount Horeb at home, 6-1 the final. And Edgewood got a 12-4 win over Stoughton. That was on Friday. On Saturday for baseball, it was Sauk Prairie 8-0 winners against River Valley. Softball action Friday night, it was Portage 6-4 winners over Baraboo. Reedsburg shut out Sauk Prairie 7-0. Edgewood got the 7-0 win over Stoughton. And Mount Horeb with a 15-3 win against McFarland. On Saturday for softball, Reedsburg with a 9-3 win over Portage. Soccer action from Friday night, Baraboo with a big 7-2 win against Toma. It was Mount Horeb shutting out Fort Atkinson 7-0, and then a 1-0 win for McFarland over Oregon. Sauk Prairie able to take down Toma on Saturday, 10-0 the final in that one. The Portage Invite took place back on Friday night, and Sauk Prairie victorious in the 13-school event. Eagles finished with a score of 330, 5 strokes ahead of DeForest. Mount Horeb was third, Verona fourth, and Beaver Dam fifth. You also had Wisconsin Dells a few spots behind the top five with a score of 368, Reedsburg 383, and Portage just behind the Beavers. Partyville rounded out the 13 teams competing. Sauk Prairie was led by Garrett Middleston and Gavin Goach, each with rounds of 79. Action will pick right back up again today for Baraboo. You've got the freshman and sophomore track meet that's going to be hosted at Baraboo. 4 o'clock is when it gets underway. Softball will be traveling to Stone today. 5 o'clock start time for that one. And Baraboo baseball is going to be hosting Lodi at Mary Roundtree Evans Field also at 5 o'clock. Jam-packed day of events all around the area. Be sure to check out the schedules for all the details. Cubs shut out the Brewers yesterday, 5-0 the final. They're able to take the series from Milwaukee, 2-1. Brewers now sit 20-13 for the year. They'll be taking on the 20-15 Royals with a 3-game set starting tonight. Bryce Wilson will get the go for the Crew. Cole Reagans will counter for the Royals tonight. 6:40 is the first pitch. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 73 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy with some thunderstorms after midnight. Our low 54. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun with rain and thunderstorms. Could be some heavy rain. High tomorrow, 72. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 45.
99.7.
747, birthdays and anniversaries next. If you're celebrating, text us 355-9970. It's the Georgia Satellites.
Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
give them hits. 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:51 right now. And Finn, on a Monday, of course, we always like to do a little celebrating. It's time for our big birthday list. If you are celebrating a birthday today or know somebody who is, while we go through the celebrity side of things, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Let's jump into the celebrities here. Naomi Scott, who played Jasmine in the live-action Aladdin remake, is celebrating her 31st birthday. Kids probably know her best as Kimberly, the Pink Power Ranger in the Power Rangers movie, and sci-fi fans might also remember her as the daughter on Terra Nova, so a little bit of a long resume there, and maybe know her from a little bit of everything that she's done, because it seems like she's kind of been in a few things. Shazeer Azamata, who is a former Saturday Night Live cast member, she now plays Tasha on I Feel Pretty. She is celebrating her 38th birthday today. We have Chris Paul on the list, point guard for the Golden State Warriors, still playing basketball at a pretty high level at the age of 39. Oh my goodness.
Wow.
I can't even hardly, you know, get out of bed some days and he's still playing basketball. It's fine. It's fine. Not all of us are created equal. Gabourey Sidibe is celebrating a birthday. She is 41 years old. You know her as Becky on Empire. She was also Queenie on American Horror Story. And a lot of people, I think, know her from her very first movie debut, which was that great film, Precious. Adrian Palicki, who is Commander Grayson on The Orville and Bobby Morse on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., is 41 years old. A lot of people also know her as Tyra Collette on Friday Night Lights and as an assassin in John Wick. Martin Brodeur is celebrating a birthday. Hall of Fame goalie. He's the NHL's all-time leader in wins, shutouts, and games played. He is celebrating his 52nd birthday. This is a pretty big one on the list. George Clooney is celebrating a birthday today. The man is 63 years old. Would you ever think that George Clooney is 63 just by looking at him?
No.
I mean, the gray hair is starting to come in. That could be more twins, though, than age, because he's raising that set of twins with his lovely wife. But 63 for George Clooney. My goodness. I remember him all the way back to that. I remember him on ER, but before that, he was
Roseanne.
On a sitcom. He was on a sitcom, Roseanne as well. I think it was even before that. It was a medical sitcom, and Elliot Gould also starred on that particular one. I'll look it up, because this one, it was on a lot longer than like half a season of shows I normally remember.
Okay.
So I'll look it up. I can't remember what the name was, but that's where I first remember seeing him, was way back then. And then he made the appearance on Roseanne as Jackie's significant other, and then obviously ER, and then his career exploded, and now he's George Clooney. Not just George Clooney, George Clooney, right? Because I feel like there's a distinction when you say it differently. Roma Downey is celebrating a birthday today as well. She was on Touched by an Angel. She played the mother of Jesus in the Bible and Son of God. She's 64 today. Now, in real life, she's actually married to Survivor producer Mark Burnett. They also produced AD, The Bible Continues together. Tom Bergeron is celebrating a birthday today. I love Tom Bergeron.
Yeah.
He's been on so many game shows. He was on America's Funniest Home Videos, and he's also the former Dancing with the Stars host. He's celebrating his 69th birthday today. Tom Bergeron is only 69, and it feels like he should be a lot older, but maybe that's because he's been on so many things for so many years. He just feels like he's been there forever, right? Like, it feels like he should be a lot older than 69.
He's one of those likable hosts.
I like Tom Bergeron. I was actually, you know, like, I never watched Dancing with the Stars. I kind of was disappointed, because I'm like, he was the only thing that made the show halfway interesting for me, even if I had to tune in for like a couple of minutes for some reason. Tony Blair, England's prime minister for most of the George W. Bush years, is 71 years old today. Alan Dale, who plays Charles Widmore on Lost. I'm sure you are very well aware of Alan Dale. He was the director of NCIS for the first two seasons, and he also play Joseph Anders on the CW's Dynasty. 77 for him today. Likable character on Lost, or one that you were okay?
No,
all right, see.
Bad guy.
See, it's almost like they created Survivor and Lost to go hand in hand together. Like Survivor was like a real life version of Lost. That's what I always felt like when I watched it. Obviously, there was probably way more drama on Lost. Maybe not, though, because we know how these reality TV shows go.
He's a great actor. Twitter, though. I mean, he really made you hate him.
Right? Well, yeah. And I've seen him on some other things. I don't know him from Lost, but I there's been other like bit roles and things that he's done over the years. So that's, I know him a little bit more from some of those. Bob Seger. Oh, I love Bob Seger. He just had the best voice, didn't he? Motor City Caucasian King, long before Ted Nugent, Kid Rock, or Eminem ever hit the big scene of life. He is celebrating his 79th birthday today. Some of his big hits, Hollywood Nights, Against the Wind, We've Got Tonight, Old Time Rock and Roll, and of course, the song that was the song that Tom Cruise danced to in Risky Business. We might pull out some Shakedown this morning because that's what I got in the library. That's a good one, right? And then Willie Mays, Baseball Hall of Famer, celebrating as well. He's 93 years old. Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or an anniversary, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you want to add somebody to the list, we make it very simple. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. Taking a quick look at this forecast, well, it is going to be another gorgeous day, much like yesterday. I just thought yesterday was like the most picture-perfect spring day ever, was it not? You just had a light breeze, there was lots of sunshine, the temperatures weren't too hot. I like had a long sleeve t-shirt on with some jeans and sandals, and I was like, I'm comfortable without being overly hot. It was just a lovely day.
Now, was there a cacophony of lawnmowers out at Goose Poop Pond?
There's always a cacophony of some sort of sound out here. I try not to keep up too much with what's happening out here. Mm-hmm. Right now, we have a couple houses being built and some people who are renovating their current houses. So there's a lot of machinery that I hear all the time.
Yeah.
And the one house is doing all the work themselves. I'm going to assume that by the looks of things, this is what they used to do in a former life, because they know what they're doing, unlike if Corey and I took on this project. And so they were working all weekend. So there were skid steers and there was all sorts of sounds out here. All I know is that this area is notorious for its smoke pits and its fire pits and burning things. And last night at some point, I spotted like four or five different little smoke, like, you know, pillars in the air. And it just, every time I went outside, I felt like I needed some sort of mask because I'm very allergic to smoke. And then with the crisp spring air, I was like, this is not going to be good sleeping weather with this kind of... The allergies are not happy right now. They're just not happy. But there's always things happening out here between the bird life, the wildlife, the people moving around, doing things, trucks. It's supposed to be a quiet area. We get a little bit of highway traffic, so sometimes you get the sound of motorcycles and the trucks off the highway as well. It's never super quiet out here. Like midnight, then it's quiet. But then you
get solitude.
yeah, and then you might get like crunching of something weird in the forest and you don't want to know what that is. So you're not going to stay out there to enjoy it, or at least I'm not. I'm coming back in because I don't know what's coming to eat me. Mostly sunny, though, today, 73. So definitely get out inside and enjoy that weather. Partly cloudy with some thunderstorms after midnight tonight, down to 54. Mix of cloud and sun tomorrow. We could see some rain and some thunderstorms as well, and maybe even some heavy rain. 72 for a high. Right now, it is 46.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on